I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens,
the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about in the improvs. I'm Ronnie.
That's Ben over there. Hello, Benoons.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. I'm still having a Palm Springs moment for the second episode of Below Deck Down Under, so that's why I may look and sound a little odd today. How's your life going over there, sweet guy?
Everything is really wonderful over here. I'm just excited. We're, you know, midway through our week of podcasting, lots of fun content we've been doing. So, yeah, I'm great. I'm feeling great.
Love it. Well, everybody, yeah. This is our second Below Deck episode of the week. It is also on video, as all of our episodes are now. So if you want to watch these, go on to our Crappens On Demand on our Patreon. That's also where you will find all of our bonus episodes. This week is going to be a trailer trash, a shot-by-shot breakdown of the Southern Charm trailer. So join us for that. That'll probably come out at the end of the week. We've also got a fresh new Dwell Hello on Wondery Plus coming out. That's our House Hunters and House Hunters International recap podcast. Super fun. And next Monday, we have Crappy Hour because it's the first and third Monday of the month. Are we going to do that? It's a holiday, but we're still going to do it, right?
Maybe we'll do it on Tuesday.
Should we do it on Tuesday instead?
Let's do it on Tuesday.
Okay, so we're going to do it on Tuesday instead next week. But Crappy Hour is our live show where we just chill with you guys. This time we're going to do it on Instagram Live. We're also going to be doing it on YouTube Live for those of you who would rather watch it on YouTube or interact that way. We'll leave a link in the Instagram. So you're still going to need the Instagram to figure all this out. But either way, we're figuring out new ways to do it every week. But that's what we're doing next Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And today is the second episode of the week, season 2, episode 13 of Below Deck Down Under. It's entitled The Wheel of Misfortune. And I hope it doesn't involve Vanna White falling down, because that's not what I need to see on my television. All right?
That would be quite the misfortune, I would have to say. Yeah. It'd be terrible. Terrible turn of events.
Like, let's protect Vanna White at all costs.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. So we're at the final day of this sort of unremarkable charter with these sort of generic people. And Jason is telling Joao that he wants to bring in a lead deckhand. That's like his big plan. And Joao's like, well, at the end of the day, I think I can get Adam to figure out his stuff and be on my side to work. I don't think I can do it with Clover. I've been working with him on deck, and it's been quite tough. You know, I mean, there's only so many protein shakes you can hide from the man before he totally loses his mind.
Well, I'm not going to dismiss Joao's opinion. I think his situation with Clover can be managed, and it's something that he'll learn while learning to manage it, you see? He'll learn to manage it, but he'll also learn to manage it. And for me, the anchor thing with Adam was too close for comfort. Now, that was a very overrated television show in the 80s. I'm just saying that to trigger Ben and put him on a wheel of misfortune and discomfort. So how do you feel about that, Ben?
Well, if you want to drive this full circle with our previous Below Deck recap, Too Close for Comfort featured a mom named Muriel. Muriel, as in Muriel's Wedding, Australian film, but also Muriel, that the actress who played Muriel, when I saw Into the Woods in 1989 as a child, Muriel played the witch. So it all comes full circle. It wasn't Bonnie Franklin. Let me look up her name now. Okay, Muriel.
Bonnie Franklin's name wasn't Muriel on Too Close for Comfort.
Bonnie Franklin wasn't on. It was a redhead, because redheads were in at that time.
That was Bonnie Franklin.
No, I'm doing Too Close for Comfort. Muriel Rush was played by Nancy DeSalt, of course. Nancy DeSalt. And Nancy DeSalt, she's still alive. Okay. So she played the witch when I saw it, which was, I think she was the witch. She, at the very least, she was definitely in Into the Woods when I saw it, and I was very excited as a little boy. I was like, oh my God, it's the mom from Too Close for Comfort. She took over as the witch in Into the Woods. And from 87 to 89.
This is Bonnie Franklin. Who was in Too Close for Comfort? Look at the picture on
Bonnie
it.
Franklin was in, no, Bonnie Franklin was in, This Is It, This Is It. There's the life that you, One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time.
Oh, I don't even know what Too Close for Comfort is. Okay, let me look that one up.
Oh, shit. Too Close for Comfort is with Jim J. Bullock, and you had Ted Knight as the dad. He was like a cartoonist. It was like sort of the same thing as, it was honestly almost exactly the same show as One Day at a Time. It was a mom and a dad. They own a townhouse in, or like they own a building in San Francisco, and the daughters live downstairs, and Jim J. Bullock is in the mix, and wackiness.
I'm way too young for that one. Okay, don't even remember it. Okay, so sorry, Bonnie Franklin. You're fine. Sorry for saying fuck Bonnie Franklin. I hope Bonnie Franklin's somewhere listening to this, like what I do.
I think she died, actually.
Well, then, you know what? Guess what? You can get our podcast is so popular, you can even get it in heaven. Okay.
Oh, she died? This is getting too close for comfort.
Anywhere podcasts are released, guys. Okay. Talk about Wheel of Misfortune. Jeez, did Bonnie Franklin deserve that?
Bonnie Franklin did not deserve that. She died in 2013. It's a while now, actually. But she is, of course, the fashion. She is the fashion inspo for Caroline Manzo. So, you know, she is still with us to this day.
All right. So basically, the captain is like, safety is more important than, you know, Adam's mom getting a house, you know, in like how many ever years, you know? He's like, for me, the anchor thing with Adam was too close for comfort. Years ago, I pulled into Singapore and I saw a crew member die. Same thing, a chain going in. Things happen. We need to be responsible on deck. You really don't understand how bad it can be until you're holding the head of a man whose head was lopped up and flung all the way over to your boat from like two docks over. All right.
How does he not lead with this story, by the way? Like, why did it take a whole like episode and a half to get to the point of like, oh, by the way, yeah, this is dangerous because I saw someone die from it when I pulled into Singapore once.
Yeah, it's like he's upping the story, like he has to justify it to Joao. You don't have to justify shit to Joao, okay? I don't need a beheaded head to believe you. You're the captain, okay? Now get on your fucking speedos and take charge, budgie.
And I just want to remind you another thing, dropping the anchor whilst we're underway. Inappropriate. So the boat is heading into port, and there's bad visibility and people are packing, and Jamie's like, I need to get my spray jacket. And Margo's like, oh, I love how you call it a spray jacket. And she's like, well, what do you call it?
I call it a hot dish jacket, you know, because they were invented to wear while you eat hot dishes, because hot dishes can be sloppy. But then it rained at a hot dish competition and someone realized that the jackets were waterproof. So now we wear them when it rains, too.
Sometimes we do put tater tots on them, if that's your next question. Yes, that
is
something.
Do you have a tater tot jacket? Those are so good.
They're delicious. You just put a jacket on a table and load it up with tater tots and just go to town. And cheese curds.
It's not wool. It's really hard to get those out of your teeth.
So they're docking, and Adam tells us, last time we were docking, I made an incredible mistake, and also I haven't stopped thinking about the anchor situation since it happened. And as we come into the dock, I'm so worried that I'm going to make another mistake here. Maybe it's because I'm not thinking about docking. I'm thinking about the anchor situation. When I was doing the anchor situation, I was thinking about my mom. When I was thinking about my mom, I'm thinking about Kangaroo Jack. When I'm watching Kangaroo Jack, I'm thinking about anchors. I guess I'm always thinking about the wrong thing at the wrong times, huh?
But everything worked, so that was lucky, you know. So it's goodbyes times. And
wait. A very important maritime moment. We got dolphins. This episode brought us dolphins frolicking underwater. Did you notice that?
No, how did I miss the dolphins?
I don't know. I feel like this is the first time we got dolphins. Yeah, the fenders went in, they dock, and then we just see like dolphins underwater just like joyous. They're like thank you for not crashing this boat on our home. Thank you so much.
Or they were like, excuse me, were you the boat that just beheaded our sister dolphin on the anchor?
You dropped an anchor in the channel. That's like a no anchor zone. We have an agreement. Yeah.
They're like out for revenge. They're like, wait a minute. Oh. When did dolphins start murdering people? So Emily, the main, is telling them bye, and she's like, I would say Harry tolerated all monosexual harassment very well. The food was very good. God, I enjoyed how you worked tomahawks into literally every meal. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
See you later. And so they leave, and everyone changes into blues and starts cleaning, and then Zarina is calling. She needs like a deckhand, so she calls she asks like Adam to help her fetch boxes, and Jason calls Joao into the bridge. And while that happens, the new deckhand, we don't know yet, texts Jason, and it's basically the opposite of Culver's text in the beginning of the season. You know, Culver wrote like all caps, like, can't wait to be there. And this guy's like, thanks for the opportunity. My flight lands tomorrow. So we can already tell there's a tonal shift in the new person.
Tonal shift approaching. So the captain's like, well, now, Joao, I've taken into account what you said. My decision is to let Adam go. Based solely on deck experience, anchor drop while we're underway. Now, listen, there needs to be a change. However, the Culver issue is an issue, so I'll also talk with Culver, and I'll let him know he's very, very lucky to have such a body that he can eat how many of our calories he'd like to. Now, this is a small guy. He's got a little boat experience, big boat experience, and no one can recognize him because he has no facial features, as you can see from his detail-free image on this CV. I like that they blur out somebody like, oh my God, what if they're bringing in like Clint Eastwood? You know, it's going to be a huge surprise. We've never seen this person before.
Oh, my God. It's Ryan Reynolds. So Jason's like, you know, it's tough. It's never nice to let someone go. I like Adam. I've got a lot of empathy for him. I appreciate his strange fixation on some kangaroo movie from the 90s. I don't know what that's all about. I've got a lot of empathy for him. And he's been trained commercially to a very high level of ineptitude. It's like a real next level ineptitude that he's got. And he's got some good certification. However, on deck, there's been two mistakes. Unfortunately, I'm 6 charters in, and I cannot have unreliability on deck anymore. I mean, after all, this is a 1977 fishing trawler that was converted into an adventure yacht. Okay, we can't have that, especially if we only have one prop, which we have.
Adam, your expedition has ended. Your goddamn single prop. Get the fuck out of here. All right, so we go to the tip meeting now, and he's like, good chatter. We need to do better. Dick team, we know where we've gone wrong. Let's do better. $15,000 tip. As for the helmet, the only person that deserves it is the person who got me into Budgie Smugglers this week, and that is Aisha. And she's like, it's a very small price to pay to get Captain in his Budgie Smugglers.
All right, everyone. Everyone who still has a job, go ahead and go cleaning. Not so fast, Adam. Why don't you hang out here for a second? So he's like, Joao and Adam, let's have a chat here for a second. And Joao's like,
we see a talking shark pass because Joao's like, I'm really upset. I don't want to see Adam get fired. And then we see this shark who's like smiling right into the camera and moving his mouth like, oh God, poor fucking Adam. That mom's never going to get a house now.
I wrote down halitosis shark because this is the shark that I felt like had halitosis. I was like trying to chew some gum to cover it up. And all the other fish are like, it's like a teacher's geometry.
Oh,
so he's eating an apple.
Poor geometry teachers. Ouch, that was a deep cut.
Honestly, I'm just basing like this.
Put a scratch through an X.
I'm just basing this off of a geometry teacher I had at one point. I loved her.
All right.
But she would always walk up with an apple. She was always eating an apple, and she always had a coffee in her hand. And like the combination was always smelled really bad. And she talked very close. And she would always be like, let me see that proof that you're working on. And it's like apple crunching and coffee smells. It's too much.
You're like, let me see the proof of you owning a toothbrush. Just one day.
Here's my compass, and let it direct you towards a mint.
So the captain's like, now, you know, I went into this charter. I wanted 100% from people. And Adam, I think you're great, but you just don't have the experience on super yachts and that anchor being dropped underway. That's where I draw the line. All right, we're going to let you go. Now, I need someone with more experience. But my ma! All right, now, listen, I know that your mother's a problem. You were going to buy her a home. Fortunately, you still can work on cargo ships, and people are turning cargo containers into homes. So do you think your entire family can maybe fill into a container cargo? Do you think that's possible?
Listen, I know that you have been working hard to give your mom a home. And I do respect that. So I, Captain Jason, I'm going to do something very kind for you. I'm getting you a house. Season 1, House MD DVD. Here you go. Enjoy it with your mom.
All right. Now here's your walking papers on the house. All right. There you go. Here's another one for you. Your whole life, Adam. Your whole life. It's a house of cats.
Here's a CD.
It's a house of cats, Adam.
Here's a CD for you. It's called Now That's What I Call House Music. Enjoy it. Got some sick beats on it.
So Adam tells Harry. Harry's like, well, what are we going to do today, bro? Hog. And Adam's like, I'm going, bro. I'm going. He's like, you're leaving?
It's like, I'm not leaving. They fired me. Yes, they did not. Well, I'm going.
That you're leaving, means by the way. Leaving. Yeah. There are multiple ways to leave.
Yeah.
And you are still leaving. Okay.
You're leaving. Yes. Believe it or not, you are leaving. So then Joao goes and tells Culver that Adam's going home and that a lead deckhand is coming in. And Joao says, now, by the way, I will say this. I'm going to cross my arms to say this because this is how we announce things in Zimbabwe. Eyes were set on both of you. The decision was made mutually, but at the same time, there were a lot of ups and downs as to who would actually be going home. Because you know what? Adam is a really good worker as well, and you have to understand, there's a lot of pressure on you, and I do believe that the captain's going to speak to you, so he just wants a good deck team. So just get ready to get yelled at, you motherfucker.
And Culver's like, what? That guy's crazy. Well, I'm not going to get fired. What is he even talking about? Joao's like, this guy is a fucking idiot. I can't even tell you.
Joao was losing his mind. Culver's like, but I got a spot in the C-suite because I'm the CEO of fun around here. You know what I mean? I was like, okay.
Culver just always gets this look like nobody has ever he's like too cute to disagree with. He's like, but I eat 900 grams of protein a day. It will fire me.
He's like, thanks, Joao. Appreciate it. You're the man.
He calls him Joel. He's like, thanks, Joel.
I think Captain Jason calls him Joel, too, by the way. I don't think anyone understands how his name is pronounced or spelled, right?
He's like, appreciate it. You're the man. So then Zarina and Culver are talking, and he tells her that they just fired Adam, and she's like, oh no, that poor boy, oh god. and it begins, Culver's like, yeah, lack of protein did him in the end, I'm afraid. Poor guy. Didn't even have the back strength to walk away. Look at him towing him off the boat down there.
Look at that. If you only had a little bit more protein, you could have stopped that anchor. So Aisha's like talking to the stew. She goes, so for the next charter, I would love to have you, Margot, on service. And Margot's like, oh, you think I can do it? She goes, of course I think you can do it. You're a really quick learner, and I think you'll be absolutely fine. So then Jamie, who had declared that she loves laundry, and she was all in favor of this when they talked about it recently, was like, well, I've just been demoted to third stew. Last time I checked, Rachel Weiss wasn't just some extra in a movie. But luckily for Margot, I'm not bigger than the work. I'm happy to help her out. I'm still going to be harder than her, and I'm going to make the most of it and have fun. But this is only one time.
Yeah, we'll see about that, lady who's not the fucking boss. How about you shut your fucking mouth and go do your job as you're told to do it? How about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Have fun. Have fun doing the job you're being paid to do, not boss person.
And you're not demoted. You're just doing laundry. So Zarina then tells Margot and Jamie that Adam got fired. So Margot starts to cry because she's like sad and she feels things. And Aisha's like, oh, what are you
you crying about? I would love to cry about something. Could you please tell me? Please, otherwise I'm going to laugh, and I don't want to laugh. It's a crying moment. What are you crying about?
Adam got fired.
Whoa! I think I have to call me boyfriend.
So she goes to the captain and checks on him, and he's like, he had great potential, great guy, safety issues. We were all almost beheaded, apparently. There's a dolphin head now floating where we let that anchor go while we were under the way, and now we're being followed by a family of very angry dolphins, as that was the dolphin who is actually saving up to buy the rest of the dolphins a cove to live in. So,
unfortunately, Adam did open up a portal to hell, and we now have Dracula on our boat trying to eat all of our heads at the moment.
I think that's just the new movie that's in theaters called The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
Well, so I hate to say, I'll tell you this. It's based off of our boat.
Oh, no! We have Dracula on board. That's terrible.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history. Events that have shaped who we are as a country and that continue to define the American experience. American Scandal tells marquee stories about American politics, like the break-in at the Watergate Hotel, an event that led to the downfall of a president, and raised questions about the future of American democracy. We go behind the scenes looking at devastating financial crimes, like the fraud committed at Enron and Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. And we tell stories of complicated public figures like Edward Snowden and Monica Lewinsky, people who found themselves thrust into the spotlight and who spurred debates about the future of the country. Follow American Scandal wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So Culver and Joao hug Adam, and of course Harry's there. And Adam's like, you know what? You better watch your head, you freakishly tall, funny talker. And he's telling us, you know, I never done anything like this before. I knew it was going to be a big shock when I came in, mostly because I wasn't with my wacky friend, and there wasn't even a kangaroo on board. I didn't even know boats could run like that.
You know, I knew it would be a big shock when I came on this boat, mainly because I don't know how to swim, and I never thought I'd actually take a... I didn't think working on a yacht meant I'd actually be in the middle of the ocean where I'd have to swim, but I learned an insane amount except how to swim, so it was all good.
Yeah, hopefully I can move to captain and commercial, and then I can get my Maya house, and then I'll return to yachting. I mean, this is sick. I was like, wow, can't wait to see how many captain jobs you're offered after the scene of you dropping the anchor in the middle of the ocean while you're under.
I know. Just start driving Uber, please. Okay? So
no, I don't want to get stuck in his Uber. He'll be like, oh, sorry, on commercial, we break, we go through red lights.
On commercial, red light means go. Just okay, how about, I was going to say, have him work at Starbucks, but he'll probably fuck up lots of orders there. Oh, and no. Commercial, coffee means tea.
So Captain calls Culver to the bridge, and he's like, now listen, Joao has brought me a list of things about yourself, picking things up, tidiness, everything we talked about before this charter. I need you to think ahead. I do. For example, I'm going to need protein in about 5 minutes. Can we wrap this up?
I promise, Captain, I'm trying to put my best foot forward. I mean, the one that, you know, has the most muscle development. That's the protein shake right there doing the work. And that's not like I'm sleeping in.
I put my best teeth forward for this job, all right?
Put my best Dutch baby forward for this, okay? I make mistakes. I eat a pancake instead of the Dutch baby sometimes. But I'm still trying to get in that groove. And at the end of the day, I just want to make you proud. Can I mind if I call you Kim?
He's like, well, oh, bro, so Joao's been going to the captain and being like, Culver sucks at his job. Like, are you kidding me right now? This is just like miscommunication, and it's just like he's putting things on magnifying glass. I'm just so sick of it.
He just needs his protein shake. So meanwhile, Zarina crawls into bed with Joao. And she's saying how Adam is such a nice kid. And Joao's like, well, business is business. It's like they say in Zimbabwe, business is Zimbabwe. And you have to treat it every day like you're disposable. That's how you go through life. Just knowing that someone could toss you out at a moment's notice.
But that's horrible to think you're in that environment, is it? The salary's not even worth that. Well, maybe for me, because I'm a chef and stuff, so it's a bit different for me. I make a lot more money than you. A lot more than you do, don't I? That's good for me, isn't it? Ah, well, you know, it's got a tomahawk to think about.
You know, you have to always make sure that you're doing whatever you can do to make sure you do not get fired. You know, it's like what we always say at home. One day you're Zim and the next day you're out.
So now it's preference sheet meeting time, and it's Charter 7, Tom Sheldon, property developer, with his long-term friends. They all own their own boats, but now they're going to all come on here to boat together.
On the biggest boat they've ever been on in their lives. So they want to swim and snorkel, and they want like a nice gustation menu for night one and all that kind of stuff. So now the crew is dressing up to go out. Aisha's got the helmet. She's wearing her helmet. Margo's like, I'm going to wear black for Adam. Also because it's slimming, but I'll just say it's for Adam. And, you know, they're climbing into the, oh yeah, Zarina like climbs up onto Joao and like puts her cheek on his cheek. She's like, I just need some attention right now. So she's basically doing, like, she wants to jump him, but she's just barely holding on to her obligations to her friend. But that's going to fall by the wayside soon, right?
So then it's already fallen, but it's gone. That's yeah. Over. Like, that code left a long time ago. So Harry's been trying to be distant with Margot, and it didn't work. Like, she didn't care.
Yeah.
So basically, he just drops that. So he's like, sorry, I haven't been showing you any attention. She's like, well, listen, I know I don't want to be annoying, but I am annoying, and that's just that. And he's like, well, we've spent time apart, but now I'm okay with it. There's plenty of fish in the sea. There's plenty of fish. For example, there's the turtle, hi, turtle. That's the first time the turtle's turned away from the boat. Sort of swimming the other. Goodbye, turtle. Need me, I'm here.
Harry, Jason, this just want to come up to the bridge. Just want to let you know, since you're a deckhand and you work on boats, I want to let you know we just got a message from the Maritime Authority, and the entire sea has been rebranded as the Friend Zone, the Maritime Friend Zone. So I know you said there's plenty of fish in the sea, but just want to remind you those fish are all in the Friend Zone for you at the moment.
So then Serena sees Culver. Culver comes out, and she's like, oh, my God, change your shirt. That shirt's hideous. So he goes, like, oh, jeez. He goes and changes the shirt. So then they get in the vans, and they go to a place called Three Wolves.
Which is three more than the actual number of people that are there. So it is this empty little basement. There must be like a Monday night or something. And so they're drinking and they're dancing. And it's sort of like empty and sad in there. And Culver's really sad. And so Aisha notices that Culver's sad. So she pulls him aside and gives like her best sympathy face. Because she's really good with sympathy face. She's, So he's like, wow, for my boy to get fired today on the same day I couldn't find my protein shake maker thing, blender thing. And then Cap gives me a stern talk, and it's like, I'm naturally going to be a little like, oh, I have to be excited about work today. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just one of those days where I can't turn my teeth frowns upside down.
Well, I don't want you going anywhere, Culver. I promise you one thing we'll always have here, protein shakes.
And so they cheers. And he's like, I ain't going nowhere unless Kim's there. So she asks about Jamie. She's like, are you calling her your girlfriend yet? And he's like, internally I am.
By the way, when they toast, he comes in really hot and breaks his glass. So I'm like, maybe lay off the protein shakes a little bit. I think maybe those muscles are working a little too aggressively there.
So let's see. So now that it's really try hard, this one, because no one's there. Like you said, it's very brightly lit and they're trying really hard to dance and say woo a lot, but it just doesn't work. So they end up going back home. And Jamie's asking Culver what's on his mind because he's being a pouty baby. And he's like, it's been a long day, Kim. Very long. So then, of course, he goes outside to call his girlfriend, Mom Kim. So he's like, Mama, it's been awkward times on the boat. Someone else got fired. You either got to crank it out at a high level or you're out. This isn't training. You either know it or you go home, Mama.
And Chef Kim is like, okay, but you got a lot of frustration in your voice and you need to de-escalate that. That's right. I did come from corporate America and I'm going to use it on you right now. He's like, oh, and he's like, I'm just dealing with this new bosun who's not, he's like, nah, a lot of fun. He's very serious yachting. He's almost acting like, God, if we don't pay attention around here, this whole boat's going to sink. We're all going to die. I mean, it's ridiculous.
He's so like, follow the rules, Kim. It's ridiculous. And she's like, well, if you're worried about having a new manager, the manager's going to need you. Wait, if you're worried about having a new manager.
It's going to be.
The new manager's going to be, then you need to be the manager of yourself or something like that.
And she's basically like, saying, like, if you're worried about the new manager, you should be the manager, meaning, like, work hard and get to that level, you know?
I see. I was like, what the fuck is like, Chef Keem talking about? And he goes, well, guess who does manage? And she says, who, Culver? And he goes, this one. And she's like, there's my sexy little son. He's like, yeah, Mom, you're hot. And she's like, you're hot too, son.
So Jamie sits on his lap because she's like, he's like, this one manages me. And Jamie's like, ha. She's like, who's that little hussy tramp on your leg, Culver? Get her off my FaceTime.
I love that Culver, just anyone he's interested in, immediately introduces them to Chef Kim. Like,
yeah.
Because he did this automatically to Serena as well, right? So Kim doesn't even bother saying hi or nice to meet you or anything. She's just like, oh, hi there, slut. Well, he's a pretty grumpy one right now. Hope you're prepared to give him his protein.
Well, I hope that you're from the Netherlands, because as long as you're around, that's the only Dutch baby he's going to be getting.
And Jamie's hugging his neck, and she's like, he is so grumpy. Yeah, well, he doesn't get like that often, but when he does, he needs to get some head out of his head. Is that what I said? What did I say? Did I just give you orders? I'd never do that. Give him head. Give him head immediately.
I guess a real woman would be able to make my son feel better, but if you're not up for the task, don't worry. Chef Kim's kitchen's always open.
Now, listen, I want you to give him head, and you better put on an apron and chef's hat while you do it. You hear me, honey?
Culver's like, they say keep your drama for your mama, and that's what I do. They also say, if you're going through a hard time, pretend you're making out with your mama. I do that one too. I don't know if that one rhymes, but it helps me get through my life.
They don't all need to rhyme, do they? And so Kim's like, all right, give him head, bye, slut. And Jamie goes, nice to meet you, by the way. Like, no one's going to introduce the hot piece on Culver's lap to the mother. Hello.
Hey, someone just threw a fish in my head. Oh yeah, Chef Kim's got a great arm. She can literally throw a fish around the world.
There's a dolphin below them that's like, our son would have caught that if he hadn't been beheaded by this boat.
Wow, very serious dolphin. That they're like, our son would have caught that. He was on track to get a scholarship to dolphin baseball school.
So then we cut to Harry eating his ramen wasted, and he just puts it in his mouth, and his mouth just like hangs open as ramen drips out.
Yeah. It was hot. The theory still remains. When Harry's mouth is shut, he's hotter. So meanwhile, Joao and Zarina are, so Joao has gone into Zarina's room, and he's like in her bed, the lights are off. And he's like, stop dry humping my leg. She goes, oh, am I? I thought you were just a tomahawk I was prepping. She goes, maybe I'm sexually frustrated. I don't know. But Joao is my happy place at the moment. I have an angel here that's like, oh, Zarina, he's so kind and so sweet. And then I have this other one that's saying, no, Zarina, don't be an idiot. You know what he's like. And then I have a vagina puppet. That's right. It's actually a puppet of a vagina saying, feed me, feed me.
I think she's doing a little Shop of Horrors, which is really funny. The vagina puppet going, feed me, Seymour!
I think that's what it is.
I have to say, I'm not buying that. Now, I buy it from her. I think that she's into it. I don't really get the chemistry from him to her. I don't get it. I don't see it being returned. I'm seeing like kind of a repeat of the situation that she just had with Culver, where it's someone who's like, okay, well, here's someone who's here. This is okay for now. And Serena's starting to get really into it. And Joao's just like, hey, you're here, you know?
Yeah, I can't tell. I feel like there is something coming from Joao, but I feel like he does the thing where he withholds anyway. I think that his approach is that he withholds and makes the girl really like sweat him a bunch. And then he like then gives a little something, you know?
Well, I'll tell you who's probably thinking about this a little too much. Culver, who is playing with his wiener. We just cut to Culver playing with his wiener in bed. And then we see the gorgeous neon little fish shark. Kissing. They're so cute.
Yeah, they are a sexy couple. And we also see a little shark. Like a little baby, like a little tiny shark, just sort of like going around doing its thing. And guess what? The new deckhand is approaching and his name is Luca. He is from New Zealand and he looks like he's sort of like has a generic hot look, like sort of like a little bit of Brody Jenner, a little bit of Dave Franco, a little bit of Oscar Isaac. It's sort of like from every angle, he's a different, you know, nice looking guy, you know?
Yeah, he's like John Stamos. He's got a little Kelly and what's her husband? Mark Consuelos. Did you already
yes,
say him?
Mark Consuelos. No, Mark Consuelos. He's got a little Hugh Jackman in him. He's like sort of a composite.
I don't see the Hugh Jackman.
He's a little bit of like if someone generated an AI version of a deckhand, if you said, hey, make a deckhand, make it look sort of like a person who's famous, but not
quite.
He
also looks like if they were doing a prequel about Chef Marco. From his mm-hmm. season, like a little young, like real skinny in the face, Chef Marco.
Yeah. He's just a little bit of everything and not a lot of
He's
anything.
A lot of hotness, but also not as hot.
But
as,
forgettable.
As you think, right?
He's like really hot on the boat, but then in the interviews, he looks like a totally different person.
Is that it? Yeah, I can't tell. He seems sweet, I guess. So anyway, he comes on and I think he's got highlights. I wrote the highlights, LOL, cheese. So then we know that he's going to be important because they're not only giving us didgeridoo, they're giving us didgeridoo rock and roll.
I noticed that.
Like, ooh, yeah.
It was like rhythmic didgeridoo. I love that. Somewhere, Brock had a boner. He's like, oh, yeah, love this show. So Marco's like, oh my God, he's like a beauty queen. Like, it's crazy. Have you seen his eyelashes? They're real. And then Jason's like, hello, welcome to the boat. Listen, he has lead deckhand. You don't need to come around here with a whip. Just, you know, Joao, just need to feel like you've got some experience. And by God, you're gorgeous. You're a gorgeous man. Thank you for coming on board.
And Asa knows him. She's like, hello, darling. And they hug. And she says, I love Luca. When me and my sister first went to France to look for yachting jobs together, we met Luca. He's just one of those guys that everyone gets spoomed on by. I mean, everyone loves Luca. Hey, Luca. By the way, I did this with my sister. Very hot finger in the okay. Oh, very much.
But I'm pretty sure he also banged Magda. And, you know, they have a lot of photos together on Instagram.
And so for those who'd forgotten about Magda, then they cut to last year, Magda knocking over an entire tray of champagne glasses. Like, let's find the most humiliating moment for Magda. There we go.
And the producer's like, wait, you and Magda? And he's like, yeah, kind of winks at the camera. So Aisha shows him his cabin. Everybody's changing. She passes by the galley and she's like, that's Serena. She's an absolute psychopath. So just ignore her.
Serena goes, that's good advice. So now it's provisions. And Harry's like, well, I didn't think Jason could find anyone who's better looking than me, but he came pretty close. And then now it's a deck meeting, and Joao's like, all right, everyone, I think that this charter, we have a lot to prove on the deck side, and I think everyone's in agreement with that. Anyway, so if I'm not there, Luca, he lives on the second floor, and he's going to take the lead.
Oh, Hazley Deckhand. It doesn't need to be like you suck, so we got Luca here. I mean, I can just dial. I'm going to just have to dial in and get the job done.
You know, I don't think that's a great metaphor for this, because isn't like the expression, you're just phoning it in? So don't say that you're dialing in. That's the problem.
He's too lazy to even actually do the phone call. He's just dialing a number that he knows is going to keep ringing forever.
I know you want to be dialed in, but when you say you're going to be dialing it in, it's not good.
No.
So Margot tells Zarina that she's not going to be doing laundry this charter. She's going to be on service. And Zarina's like, oh, you're with the big dogs. And then they like kiss. And then Zarina like puts her cheek on Margot and just starts purring for like several seconds.
So Margot's like, I'm pretending I'm excited, but I'm so scared. And then Zarina goes, I wish I'd been a sausage dog.
So then Luca is telling Aisha that his family, he hasn't been back to New Zealand in forever because his family has moved to Vietnam. And because I guess there's not too many episodes left in the season, they have to cram in all of Luca's backstory very quickly. So he's like, yeah, so my family lives in Vietnam and my mom's a teacher there and I'm from New Zealand and I grew up in a small town called Ragland and my dad left. And so then I was with my mom until I was 5 and then she met like a super hot stepdad who's now my dad and he's like really wonderful. And now I've got a brother and I've got some sisters and I go surfing with my brothers and I take my sister shopping and I like boats because it's like a new family and everyone's close and I love it. So that's my story and I love it.
Ding! It's like a little wink to the camera. Okay, well, he's done.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then we go to a very close-up shot of Culver's abs and then Harry and Culver are talking and Harry's like, oh, these bumshy smugglers, I do this thing called, oh no, it's not Harry who says that, it's new guy.
Luca.
Luca. He's like, all those bumshy smugglers, I do this thing called the Mongol Rally and every country we stop in, we stop at a monument and take photos and budgies. And then we see him with his two guy friends who travel all over in Speedos.
And Harry's like, oh, he's the perfect fit. He's like so happy he has someone to do budgie smuggler things with. So now the crew lines up and it's time for the next batch of people to come on board. It's a bunch of guys, a bunch of middle-aged guys gonna just listen to some yacht rock, some Australian yacht rock. It's probably a lot of NXS and, you know, gonna have some fun times, you know?
Someone's like, oh my God, these are very large humans because they're like all these humongous guys. And Aisha's like, oh my God, I can already tell they're gonna take so much piss. And so they come on and Joao's like, wow, you've got 7 big Australian blokes. They're all bigger than the captain. It's intimidating.
So then Aisha gives like a tour and they're just like all, it's like a, you know, generic tour and everything. And Margo's serving them water and they're like, oh, I guess this is a sign, huh? She's trying to give us a message, right? And Marco's like, oh, so you guys have been friends forever. That's so cute. And they're like, yeah, it ends this trip.
So Joao is telling Luca. So they get off the dock. Great. And Joao's like, oh, it's so nice having someone with experience, mate. I can't even tell you. And Luca's like, oh, I've been his deckhand for 7 years. Ding. I like to pull things apart to see how they work. I fix iPhones. If I see a computer on the fritz, I open up its guts and see what's going on in there. And the producer's like, that's kind of nerdy of you. And he goes, yeah, I know. I don't know that I believe you. I think this is your trying to get laid thing. Because hot guys love saying shit like that. They're like, but I'm also a nerd.
That's true. Producers are like, okay, so we've covered a lot of your bio really quickly. Did you mention the part where yachting saved your life? Were you living in a gutter? Were you on drugs? Do you have a child? Just want to know, do you have any of these things? It's like, actually, no. All right, we're going to have to call Central Casting and make sure. We're going to have to get a replacement. I'm so sorry.
I know, it's like insta-fired. So then, let's see. So Aisha's taking drink orders. She's teaching Margot how to make all the drinks. And then one of the guys there you know, they're all loving it. They're like, this is an amazing boat. One of the guys is like, oh, I just wish I would feel better. And they're like, you will feel better. Don't worry, bro. You'll feel better soon. Which, spoiler alert, he doesn't.
Okay. Does not go in a good direction. So they drop the anchor. There's a lot of sort of chit-chat. The Aussies are like, oh, you've got a very Cheshire Kit smell on your face. And it's like, oh, yeah, and you love licking your balls. Oh, I wish I could. What? And Aisha's texting her sister, and she's like, guess what? Luke is on board. And Courtney texts back like, I love you. Let's hope Luca can behave himself that slut. Tell him I said hi.
Courtney's a chief steer's wheel all over Florida. She's amazing. We're the only girls in a family of four boys. And one of those boys passed away 4 years ago, and it was just so hard. But our trials and tribulations only brought us closer. My family is everything to me. Even the ones that have done this with Luca. Yeah, finger in the hole. Finger in the hole.
Oh, you know I do love sticking a finger in a bum hole too. Don't forget that.
So, James, that was like our joke for like 3 years with Aisha. Like, finger in the bum hole.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah. I remember when I was a little girl, I didn't know how poo-poo came out, so I put my finger up my bunghole.
So Jamie's just doing laundry.
Like her intro story to the entire world.
That was her first season, was talking about putting her finger in her butt. So Jamie is talking about laundry. She goes, well, I do enjoy the laundry, but at the same time, I prefer to be in service. I mean, I love talking to the guests and making drinks and maybe finding an alternative to Culver. I thrive when it's busy, so I'm kind of missing out. I'm like, this is what happens. You said it, like, what, last week, 2 weeks ago? Don't say that you love doing laundry, because then you get put doing laundry, and then they complain about it.
Yeah. So now the guys go snorkeling, and Serena's making purple scallops and caviar and a crab roll and a tomahawk. She's making a tomahawk roll. And then the guys snorkel. I mean, it's just kind of like a fun and games episode for the most part. And then Culver and Jamie are in the mess and talking about how swelly it is. He's literally always eating. We're watching Culver eat yet again. And so now she's ready to have the discussion about the med boat. And he's like, well, I just suggested you because you said you'd never been to Europe. I mean, we would start in Barcelona, we'd go to Capri, Malfi Coast, it ends in London. You know, I know it's crazy to go from season to season, but she's like, let's do it. Let's do it.
You know, it's probably not a good idea to take a boat means from one boat to another, but at the same time, I've never been to Europe, so... You know, I really don't give a fuck about the boat, man. I just want a free trip to Europe. Let's be honest. So, yeah, I think it'll be fun. Maybe have some good sex. Maybe not have some good sex. Whatever. Going to the med.
So now these guys are at the table, and they're playing this game on an app. They're playing like an iPhone game or whatever that has cocktails on it, and you spin the wheel, and whatever the wheel spins on, Margot has to go make all those drinks, basically.
Yeah. But I wasn't sure, was it whatever it spins on, she has to make that drink for everyone, or does every single person do a spin and she has to make a unique drink for every person? I was really confused.
Well, she was making multiples of the same, so I think it was just like a round of everybody gets to spin the wheel, so then they all do a ton of drinks, right?
Either scenario is a nightmare for her. And so meanwhile, downstairs, Harry is asking Serena what she thinks of Luca. And she's like, oh, he looks like James Franco's brother, which is, I thought that was accurate. I give a point to Serena, and they put their photos side by side. And meanwhile, the guys are still spinning their wheel, and Margot is like, she is losing her mind. She's like, this app is my nightmare. It's like a wheel you spin with 8 different drinks. They don't even have a hot dish on that thing. I mean, how am I even supposed to do this?
God, last time I played Spin the Hot Dish, I almost got impregnated by a tuna salad. You shouldn't put those in hot dishes. They're not good. Guys, are you spinning that wheel? That wheel is such a cute wheel. I love the wheel. So cute how you're spinning it.
Hey, you know what would be a good idea? What if you don't spin it and you just put in an order like a normal person? Let's try that. That'd be fun. So it's just like, I feel like this game that the guests are playing, it's like Margot's worst nightmare. But it's the perfect training tool. Almost as good as sticking your finger up your bum. So
she's making all these drinks and she tastes a drink out of the shaker and she goes, oh gosh, all better. Which is funny because they showed this in the mid-season trailer, making it look like Margot becomes this huge alcoholic towards the end of the season, which is not the case.
Well, but also like we are like she is still taking drinks, but it's not so far. It's not like
too, but too like bad. She made the drink and then she tasted it. I don't think that's a big of a deal. They made it. They were like coming this season on Below Deck, and it just shows Margot like, Margot goes crazy.
There's still time. So now they're like setting up. Like Jamie's making the table. She puts a little sea turtle thing, like a porcelain sea turtle on it on the table, and Harry's like, oh, look at the little square. She's like, yeah, I named him Freddy. Oh, his name's not Freddy. It's not a name for sea turtle. What would you name it?
Yeah, she's like, what would you like to call him? And he goes, Squirt. So then Margo's
down in the sea. That sea turtle's like, my name is Francis, actually. So could we not just like call me Squirt? Because that's like
I was the mayor of this town, which is why they made a statue of me for tables. But let's just not look at the bottom of the statue. Just go ahead and name it whatever you want.
I have an MFA from Williams College, so please.
So now Margot is talking to a guy in a hat, and she's like, oh my god, I love your head. And he's like, darling, I'll leave it to you if you want it. You wear it now. She's like, oh, this is Margot. Sorry. She's like, oh my god, I would love that hat. What a cute hat. It's so cute. God, I love it. So he puts it on her and then gets a picture of her, and he's like, oh, I've got Schultz as well. Next level. Next level.
It's like, wow, now I can tell all my friends I got a hat from Australian Henry Winkler. Thank you so much. This is so cool. So the guys are all sitting around the table. The credits start to roll. So you always know there's going to be some shit going down when there's like a normal scene happening, but credits are rolling. And basically everyone, like there's dinner's being served, wine's being poured. There's like a seared scallop with caviar going out. And, you know, Dacia's just like, enjoy. And so they're all eating. And then the big guy who was feeling unwell earlier, he just starts to seize. And I thought they show in the previews this was going to happen. I thought maybe he was going to be having an allergic reaction. But it looks like he's actually just having a seizure. And it's super scary. And he's like foaming at the mouth. And they like put him down on the ground. They call Captain Jason in. They call the medic. He's on his side. Aisha's calling nurses. It's like a big time medical emergency.
Yeah, it was impressive how they all handled it. They all just jumped right in. Aisha was like, all right, medical, and the medical here, we've got someone, blah, blah, blah. And Jason's like, all right. You know, he's like taking off his pants and putting on his budgies. He's all jolted Jason.
Margo's like, would you like a cocktail down there while you're seizing, huh?
Oh, my God, you look so cute while you're having a seizure. That is the cutest seizure I've ever seen.
Hey, do you mind? I think he kind of is seizing on top of my protein shaker. Do you mind if I just scoot under him real quickly?
Y'all mind if I eat his protein off his plate? Season.
I can work with this. I can work with this. He may be seizing, but he has a good work ethic.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Down Under. Thank you guys so much for being with us. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Orange County. We'll have our House Hunters up this week. Dwell Hello on Wondery Plus. Come check these videos out on Crappins on Demand. Also, don't forget that next week, Crappy Hour will be on Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
At 5:30 Pacific time. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappins would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches.
Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.